Russian Heytoshin Lama Test, November 21st, 1978, and Tuesday.
Thesis here, but always in regard to thesis, in regard to thesis, the view that thesis says that the Shlamatoni is kosher in glass, they say it means, even if it has no intercede, even if it has no intercede, even if it's not Tzav Yodei, just Tzav Sefer, but since the day say it can't be Mivarad in Nisire, so it's a good Shtar. But of course, the Tzeis and the Nisives, they both say that if Ishtar Matone was written with Tzav Sefer, and it was not signed by Yassime, not Nimsa Bepli Nisire, so then it's a Chasle Baume, just a piece of paper. So, in other words, he has to be Meiser Ishtar. So, in other words, but if there are no Edim, he's not Meiser Ishtar, he's Meiser Chasle Baume. So when it comes to Bezin, and he testifies that he was Meiser with that Shtar, in effect, he will be testifying that he was Meiser Chasle Baume. This is what the Tzeis and the Nisim say. So they say the Kampi. And the Rai is the Rambam. And they mention the name of Abchai. Now, and then Rabbi Shishan Pipo in his Sefer, and Gittin, so he says that the Beir Agro says that when the Rambam says Ketzer Vishta, Kosav Leyalan Yor, or Yalan Cheres, or Yalan Ole, Sodim Sunaloch, Sodim Mechuraloch, Kifishi Yashtal Yodi Kone, the Rambam is referenced to a case where it was not written in Ksav Yodei, and not signed by Nechsime, and not Nimsa B'Nei Nisire, but just because the Nesim himself is Nehemon, so Memele, the fact that this Nisire is witnessed by the Nesim, so that itself is like a Nisire. And he says that the Gros said. Now, the Gros doesn't say it. You see, the Mechaber mentions this din of the Rambam, and he copied the version of the Rambam, the Mechaber. Now, this is mentioned by the Mechaber in Simen Kuf Tzadik Aleph. So, Apar Pi Sheino Odeinu Flowers, the Gros says, the Gros Derech is to say everything briefly in a few words. So he says, Ki Liguer B'Simen Kuf Pites. To Simon Kuf. Now, what does the Mechaber say in Simon Kuf Pites? The Mechaber says in Simon Kuf Pites, he says that he does Baldin is Kimeinu. This is what Mechaber says in Simon Kuf Pites. But I think that the Pshat Negro is this. The Pshat Negro and the Pshat Rambam. When the Rambam says, Ketzer Vishtar, Kosav Leyal Yor Lacheres, the Rambam means, Kosav Leyal Bichsav Yodei Yal Yor Lacheres. Kosav Leyal Bichsav Yodei Yal Yor Lacheres. And I think that the reason is why so many Rosh Hashivas, great Rosh Hashivas, mention the name of Reb Chaim, because I heard from my father, Zechel Lebrach, in the name of Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim said that if Ishtar Matone is Nichta Bechsav Yode, so where the Doaz Baldin is inherent in the Shtar, then it's about Ishtar Matone. So Memele, I suppose, through the circulation, so someone mentioned that Reb Chaim said even if the Doye was later in Bezin, or even if there was no ultimately a Doye in Bezin, the fact that it can be Nisbare by his Doye, so that's enough. Anyway, so what the Gro means, I think what the Gro means, the Gro also means that Kosatle, what does Kosatle mean? The Sabyode Kosatle. Not the Chsav Sefer. I mean, the ordinary connotation of Kosav Lei is Chsav Yodei. Kosav Lei, Alam Yor, El Achemet, Chsav Yodei. So the Meile, the Doye is inherent in the Shtar. So the Meile, Chsav Yodei is a valid Shtar Kinyan. The Rajbo Shite is that Shtar, that Chsav Yodei, so is valid only in Get, because of special Zerza Kosov. So that it was Chelim. But by Shtar Matone, certainly that Ksav Yodei is a good Shtar. a good start, because Vaishnava Tony, we don't have to resort to a special Dasakosu. We don't have a special Dasakosu Vaishnava Tony. Only by Gek we have a special Dasakosu. But Vaishnava Tony, since it was Baldini Kimeidu Dome, so the Mele, the Xaviyoti itself is aggressive. So it's like a Mersime. So this is what the Gros says. Kimibuya Bissime Kuf Pites, so in Sime Kuf Pites, the Mechaba mentions the Aroche of Idras Baldin Kimeidin Dome, so that's the reason as to why Kosa Ibersaviote, so it's an Ochta, but if it's not Kosa Ibersaviote, not at all, and no Mechsime, no Mechsime, so it's a Chasim Baome, and the Tzei says, and Sime says, they all say that.
Maybe.
Yes.
According to
Anipsha,
how do you understand the phrase
"Vakupishena Shnarsha Vakuin"? No, that means the paper is worth less than a pudding. Alright, now, but if we explain the cases this way, in other words, that the Miu Yish Lechalik says, differs from the first portion. Whereas in the first portion, Teisve said, mentioned two halachas, that in regard to Dovash Be'al Kochs Mishnai, so the halacha is it must have a degree of the gerashim. And if it has a gersime, so it doesn't fulfill the requirement of Eidim Mikimadov. Contrary to the Shias Arif. Because the Shias Arif is that since the gersime are the people of the Mishime, so not only does it fulfill the requirement of Ashvui Yishdore, of Eidim Mishime Karsi, invalidating the Shtar, it also satisfies the requirement under the halacha of in Dovah Shebe'al Kochs Mishnai Mekim Adobo. But the Shita of the Tami is no. Mekim Adobo must have a Deriye, not just in the Biru, a Deriye. So, Tesis in the first Lashon. So, and so far we explain the Tesis, we Mishle Chalei, on the basis that whereas in the first Lashon, Tesis mentioned two halachas. Number one, that in Malib de Rameya we require a Mesire, because in Dovah Shebe'al Kochs Mishnai implies that Dushin Gerish must have a Deriye, and if it's not witnessed by a Deriye, so if it's not observed by him, then the Dushin and the Gerish is null and void. That's one halacha. Second halacha is that it must have a Mesire, and the Mesire cannot validate it into Ishtakim. So the second motion says, no, in regard to the motion of the Mishnah, the second motion agrees with the first motion, that it, in order that the Dushin Gerashin should be valid, it must be witnessed by the Rih. But, and the Yechsime can be the Biro, but they are not in the Rih of the Gerashin. But in regard to the second proposition that takes his mention the first motion, the second motion is Chaylik. And he says that as far as Ashvi Shtori is concerned, so according to Rablezer, it can be validated into a Shtakiyye, either by Yisire or by Yisire. So the Mele Shtakonet is the Yisire. It does not have a Yisire. So it's fine, it's valid. Because as far as Ashvi Shtori is concerned, it can become valid through Eidim Mesire or Eidim Mesire, as the Ramban says. But, the second question in Teisves is Chelik and Ramban in one thing. The Ramban Shitty is that as far as in Dovah Shebe'al Kochs Mishnai is concerned. So that can be satisfied, this requirement can be satisfied through the Eidim Mesire becoming Eidim Biro and the Mesire. So Teisves Shitty in the second question, that's how the Tam Shitty, that as far as the requirement of Dovah Shebe'al Kochs Mishnai the Kimadobo is concerned, so it means that in the Rim. So the Mele, by Gerashim, the Chsim without the Mesir is not good. But by Shtaraton, it is good for the same longness as the Ramban. Whether we explain it according to the Shite of the Rashbo, or according to the Shite of the Tzeis, which I think is the Shite of the Ramban, but then it will follow that the new Yesh Lechalik holds that when Rav Leza says Eidich Simekase, Eidich Misirekase, he means Afe Misirekase, as the Rabban says. Now, there is a certain, let's see, the Tesis Rosh and Gittin mentions the same thing, but the order in which he formulated is different than the order in which our Tesis formulated. Our Tesis first mentions the Raya that according to Rebbe Lezer, who says, Eidim Sirekase, According to Rablezer, who says Ibn Misire Karasin, so only Ibn Misire Karasin. But Ibn Chasime is not Karasin. And he mentions the Rayev from Shnayim Sheshol Kushnegitin. Now, so the Rayev from Shnayim Sheshol Kushnegitin is not based upon the Aloha of Indoba Shevera Pasen Shnayim. That's based upon the Aloha of Ashmi Yishdor. Then he says, Miu Yish Lechalik. So then the question arises, if Teisa says Miu Yish Lechalik, that, and the Xeis himself says in similar ways, that in the Miu Yish Lechalik, Teisa is saying that as far as Ashmi Yishdor is concerned, so it can become validated, it can become validated into Ishtakiyah for the Yechsime also, not only for the Yisire. So then there is a kashe on the Gemore of Shnayim Sheshol Kushnikitir Shusein Shomim Yisahu. So then we'll say in Chaname that the Miu Yish Lechalik will say that there is no raya from the Gemore of Shnayim Sheshol Kushnikitir. Why isn't there a raya? As the Ramban refutes that raya. Well, how does the Ramban dispose of the raya of Teisves? He says that there is no raya. The two, according to Rav Lezer, who says in Misir Kase, so the Chasime is certainly Kase, but other Misir Kase. But then you ask, so why does Rav Yirmiyah say that this Mishnah of Shnayim Sheshol Shnei Gittim V'Nisavu, Nesim Shnei Mezu V'Shnei Mezu, can only accord with Rav Meir, but cannot accord with Rav Lezer, but if we say that according to Rav Lezer, two in the Chasime is Kase, so just as it can accord with Ramea, if it's Mishloshim, so it should accord with Rav Lezer also if it's Mishloshim. So the Ramban says no. According to Ramea, who says that the Chasime Kase, so the Kosav has reference only to the Chasime, so the Mesira does not have to be Mishmo. Mashaikin, according to Rav Lezer, who says that the Mesira Kase, so you don't even need the Chasime. So obviously when the Torah says because of it has reference to the Ksime, if because of it has reference to the Ksime, and the Ksime has to be Mishmo, so it has reference to the Nisine also. And in other words, it relates to Mashal Lifonov, the law modifies the expression Lifonov, and it modifies the expression Lachov. So according to Rav Lezer, that the Nisine Kase, so when the Torah says, because of law, Vinosan, Sefer, Chrisus, Biyodo, so the law modifies the because of, the Ksive, and Lacho, the Vinosan, Sefer, Chrisus, Biyodo. So the Nisine also has to be Lishmo. If it's Misargo, it's not Nisine Lishmo. So in Mele, we could say that when Teisve says, Miu Yish Lechalek, so then Teisve agrees with the Shita of the Rampam, that as far as Ashmi Yishdor is concerned, so then it can become a village takin for the Chasime also, but then you ask, but by get it's not good if Malibit Rameya because of Igdor Shalom of Shnayim, but then you ask, so how about the Gemara of Shnayim Shosh Shnigitim Nisarbu? So Rabbi Yomiya says that it cannot accord with Rabbezer, but since the Chasime can also make it valid, can validate it into a valid stagnation. So just as it can accord, just as the Mishnah can agree with the Meir, it should agree with the Meir too. So Teisves in the Mishnah Lechalik Roshim will say with what Ramban says. We can explain it in that way. So that is all right in the Teisves because of the order in which Teisves formulated. But let's see how the Teisves, the order in which the Teisves of Rosh formulated. The same thing the Teisves says, but in a different order. Now, Mamesh, the same washing, but the order is different. So he says, ופיכוח צורך למזוהר שניסים אל בישס, ניסים לסגת, דיינו קרסים, ואף אגב דיכי דרסים, ואף אגב דיכי דרסים, וימאס לבין מסירה, ואם הוא אבינו מגרשת. And then he says, וכן שתם אתו מסקרקה, הוא שתם מחר, סוד ניסוי לוח, שהוא מכין קרקה, אין עם אין, אם לא ישנו סנאי, בפני, then he says, אבו, מי הוא יש לך? ואם ימומן דמהן ידעו אז בודים כמאידים, סגה להם מידי חסים, אם כן ידעו אז בזה, ולבוא ידעי מסירה. אבל בקטוש נו בגרשן, ואם ימהן ידעו אז בודים, we should be mechayev v'achine, b'kedushin d'osam v'akulahalme, u'kedushin d'osam v'alakkeyem, like Tesis. But where did Tesis mention the raya from shnayim sheshov v'shnei kipi v'sarvi? At the beginning, before he said v'chen v'matot, before he said v'chen v'matot, and then at the end he says v'yum v'shachalem. But the Tesis of Rosh, he mentions the same thing that Tesis says, and he says v'chen shtamatom eskarke, and then he says miyum yesh lechalek, and then after that he says v'chen muchach likamom emaslisin dam garish shnayim sheshokhu shnegitim sheshmishen sheshmuseim shom nesim shneim lezu ubeiz lezu v'koma v'kmore hodol ikar lezer do'ol yadei v'nisir v'hal yayim v'karshe avu rebi yadiche v'al kopcho v'shen shokhu likam v'hayim אלו משלו שמיגד, אלו שהשליח היא ממכה בשביסיין של אופס. So, the Rosh, we cannot say this job. In Tesis, so we can explain Tesis, that first Tesis says to others. First, not like the Ramban, that in order to validate it into Ishtakiyen, only the Mesila can validate it into Ishtakiyen, and the Chsime cannot validate Ishtakiyen. So, the Mele, even by Shtamatone, the Chsino without the Messiah is not valid. And another Aloche, that by Gerashim, even while the Rameyah, we must have a Messiah, because of the Gimatomo. And then the second Moshe says, no, that by Gerashim, even while the Rameyah, we must have a Messiah, because of the Gimatomo requirement. But by, in regard to the question of Ashwi Shtome, so in the second Moshe, he says like the Rambam. But then the question arises, but Tesis itself mentioned the Raya from Shnayim Sheshov V'Shnegitim, and that Raya is based upon Ashwi Eshtov aspect, not upon Dovah Shebe'alvo, Pochas Mishnayim aspect. So the answer is, in the Mir Yesh Lechalek, Tesis agrees with the Ramban that there is no Raya from the Gemara of Shnayim Sheshov V'Shnegitim. We can say that in Tesis, but in the Tesis of Rosh we cannot say that, because the order of the Tesis of Rosh is different. And Tesis of Rosh first he mentions this aloche that the ishtar that is in the chsim and in the misir is not valid, and that is true of ishtar matone also. Then he says miu yish v'chalik maybe by ishtar matone it is valid, and then he mentions the raya, but by gerashim it's certainly not valid. By gerashim it's certainly not valid, and then he mentions the raya from shnayim sheshokhu shnegitim. So it appears from the order of the Tesis of Rosh that this Raya from Shnayim Sheshokhu Shnegitim is true according to both the Shemes. But according to the Pshat we mentioned in Tesis, this Raya is only true according to the first Rosh in Tesis, not according to the second Rosh. So in other words, so apparently Tesis is saying that certainly Tesis of Rosh is saying something else. In other words, the Tesis of Rosh, Mimele, Tesis, the same thing. Why should we say that there is a machlokes between Tesis and Tesis of Rosh, when Tesis of Rosh mamish copies the lotion of Tesis? Never. Except that in the order in which it formulates it is different. So we have to say, so from the Tesis of Rosh it appears that when Tesis says Miu Yesh Lechalek, Tesis is not Chalek. Now Tesis in the first lotion mention two propositions. One proposition in regard to in Dovah Shebe'al Pachs Mishnayim, that in Dovah Shebe'al Pachs Mishnayim means that Gerashin or Abdushin has to be witnessed by the Rim, not by the Bill. It has to be witnessed by the Rim. So Mimele, the Chzim without any Misire, they can be good in Bill, they the Chzim. But they cannot be in the Rime, they cannot testify and say, we saw the Kedushin, we saw the Gerushin. They themselves might not even know whether the Kedushin took place or the Gerushin took place. Let's say the Kedushin took place for Ishtar, not for Kedushin. So the Yachzime wouldn't be able to tell whether the Kedushin took place or not. They only know they signed Ishtar. So that's one of the Tesis mentions in the first Lashon. And then Tesis mentions another proposition in the first Lashon, that as far as Ashwi Ishtore is concerned, so it can become valid as Ishtar Kinyan, only through Eidu Misire, not through Eidu Misire. So then the question arises, so why does Tesis say Miu Yish Lechalik, during the moment of Hani Yidu Azbardin Kimeidim Sanya Vidachsime? Why? But if the second Lashon agrees with both halachas, and from this Lashon we see that the second Lashon agrees with both halachas, because it mentions the Raya of Shnayim Shishon Shnegitim after the Mil Yishlechalim. So we can say the Pshat is as follows. Now, this is mentioned by the Ktzeis and the Mesivis, that if Ishtam Atone is written in Ksav Yodei, even though it doesn't have a Ksine, and it doesn't have a Ksine, but if it's written Ksav Yodei, then it's a good Ishtam. But it doesn't have a Ksine, the answer is, as long as the Nemones, the Hakodei, is inherent in the Ishtam, then it's like a Ksine. What's the Yechasin in the Ksine? Because in the Ksine, Amemo. And if it's Ksav Yodei, so it does not make a Meidin Dome. So it's also a Ksine. So it's all the same. But Tzeis and the Mesivis both say in Simon and Vey is contrary to what the information mentioned in the name of the Pchayim, that if it has no Eder Simon, and no Eder Mesira, and no Ksav Yod, Ksav Seifer, but just the Mesira's Valdin, so then it's not a Valdin. But if it's written Ksav Yod, so then it is a Valdin. So that means why? Because it doesn't make any difference whether the Haggadah is made by the Chsime or the Haggadah is made by the Baldin. As long as it's inherent in the Shtar, it's Ksav Yodei, so mainly it's considered as a Shtar Tezeidi. Shtar Tezeidi Chsime means a Shtar that is attested to inside the Shtar. Whether it's attested to by outside parties, a Yechsime, or it's attested to by the Baldin, and the Baldin has the monies. So it's also like a Yechsime. It's also like a Yechsime. But when, so Teitzves is saying that even though Teitzves in the Mil Yishlechalim agrees with the proposition mentioned in the first portion, that when Rebbe Lezer says in the Misire Karse, then it means that only the Misire validated into Ishtar. But Eidechsime do not validate it into Ishtar. But Eidras Baldin that is intrinsic, that is inherent in Ishtar, is also considered like in the Messiah. Is also considered like in the Messiah. In other words, why does the Ktzeis and the Nisivis? I mean, after all, what the information says, mentions the name of Reb Chaim, seems to be very logical. Now, so, if the Shtar becomes a valid Shtar for a Nisire, even though the Nisire did not even come to best, so the fact that they have the potential of being Mivare, that they keep the Shtar as Nimsa. So that validates the Shtar into Shtar Kinyan. So even if there are no Emisire, but it was Nimsa by the Meisei, Klapishmai is Galia that the Meisei was Meisere to the Mikabe. So Mimele, he can also, his testimony, he can also be Mivare. So why shouldn't it be considered the fact that he has the potential of being Mivare through by coming to Bezden, so Mimele, it should be considered as if it was Nimsa B'nei Misira. What the Yiches be if it was Nimsa B'nei Misira? What is there is a special mystical significance in the fact that it's observed by outside parties? No. The significance of being observed by two Eidim consists in the fact that these two Eidim can be Mivare. But the Nesim himself can also be Mivare. So why isn't the information right in his premise that even if it has no Eder Simeh, just no Eder Simeh, but just Nimsar in the presence of the Meisei, and every time there is a Messiah, it's Nimsar in the presence of the Meisei. He is the Meisei. So it can also be Nisbar. The answer is, in order to become a valid Shtar, it must be aiming to be Nisbar. So if it is Nimsar in the presence of impartial parties to aiming, they have no motive of suppressing this fact of the Messina Sashtag. The outside parties. So mainly it's considered that the Messina was done under such circumstances that it's able to be misbah. But if the Shtag is not Nimsa, the Shtag is not Nimsa with Nei Edim. So how is it able to be misbah? Why? Because the Nei say, if he'll be a very honest person, he can be misbah. If he'll be a very honest person. But unfortunately, not every person, when he has an idea, is ready to come and admit and verify the fact. So the main that means that the Nisire was made under such circumstances that it's not able to misbah. That's the difference between a Nisire that is made Bailey bein Kabel and the Messira that is made in the presence of Elim. When the Messira is made in the presence of Elim, so then it's Elim Blisbar. It's Elim Blisbar because they have no motive to suppress it and to withhold it. So the Melee it's considered as a valid star by virtue of the fact that they are Elim who can be valid. But if it's not Bimsa in the presence of Elim, so. True, it can be disbarred by the Maldives he doing. But the question is he willing to be disbarred? Maybe he's not willing to be disbarred. So the Mele, that means that the Mesire is a Mesire that is not a Mesire how he manages to disbarred. So then it's not the Malich Da. So Ibrahaname, it's not that the Tseis and the Mesives they hold. Contrary to the Imremeshe holds, it doesn't make any difference whether it's aimed to inspire out the Eidim or it's aimed to inspire out the Baldim. The Tzitzis also agree. If it is aimed to inspire, so even if it's aimed to inspire not to Eidim, but to the Baldim, so it's a good Messire. If the Tzeis and the Nisives themselves, they both agree that if the Shtabatone was written Biksav Yodeh, no Yodeh, then it is a very Shtakian. Why? Because then it's Nisbar. But how is it Nisbar? By whom? It's Nisbar by Baldi. But in order to be Shtar, it has to be Nisbar by Eli. So then, even if it was written, even if the Idoye was Biksav Yodeh, inherent in the Shtar, it still should not be a valid Shtar. And that everybody agrees, that if the Idoye is inherent in the Shtar, so then it is a valid Shtar. So why? Because then it has a Yodeh. What kind of Yodeh does it have? It has Yodeh body. The answer is it doesn't make any difference whether it's Nisbara to Eidi or it's Nisbara to Yodeh body. As long as it's Nisbara. But in the case where there is no inherent who does Baldin in the Shtar, and that way the Sire, it's not even able to inspire. How is it able to inspire? He has to decide to be made, and that is against his interest to be made. So the Melee, the able to inspire means that it can be inspired even against the wishes of the Baldon. That's what able to inspire means. But if it's able to inspire only through the cooperation of the Baldomo himself, of the interested party, that's not considered anything is valid. Because when the Baldomo himself wants to admit, so then we don't need any ruling. So he himself admits. So in other words, in order that the Shtar should be a valid Shtar, so the Messire should be made under such circumstances that even if the Baldomo will be willing to suppress it, it will still be capable of being inspired. But if it can only be inspired through the admission of the Baldomo, that's not considered that the Messira is a Messira inspired. Mashenke, if the Idoye is inside the Shtar, then it's already inspired. So we see from the Tzeis and Nisives too that there is no special requirement that in order that the voluntary pleasure, in order that the Shtar should be valid Shtar Kinyan, so it must be witnessed that by Eidim. It doesn't have to. If it's witnessed by someone else who can be Mivareya, whether the Baldin likes it or not, it can be Mivareya, so Mimele, then it's considered like in Mizile. So Mimele, this is the Pshat in Tesis. Tesis says, Tesis in the second version also agrees. is Chilkat Olam B'Sikha Amunah. Now the Ramban Shiki is when Rav Elazar says in Misire Karase, when Rav Elazar says in Misire Karase, he means only in the Misire. I mean, so it doesn't, the Ramban Shiki is, it doesn't mean that in Misire. He means Abil Misire. But in the Chsime Serpent, and Deis V'Shiki is in the first Lashon and in the second Lashon, and the thesis of Oshite is that what Rav Elazar says in Misire Karase, he means only Eidi Misire can validate the Shtar and the Shtakim. Eidi Chsime per se cannot validate the Shtar and the Shtakim. But what does Eidi Misire mean? Eidi Misire means that the Eidim, they have to have a Chalusha Eidim. And if it can be, if it is Nisbara for Idoaz Baldin, so it's also like Eidi Misire. But, so then you'll ask, so then we have to say like the information, that even if it has no Eidach Sinai and no Eidach Sinai, and not Ksav Yodin Ksav Seifer, so it still should be Valishtakinya, because if it is capable of being Mizbarer by the Idoi of the Neisei, the answer is, the fact that it is capable of being Mizbarer by the Idoi of the Neisei does not make it capable, Eimed Mizbarer. Eimed Mizbarer means that it can be Mizbarer against the interest and against the wishes of the Baldin. Of course, if the Baldin wants to cooperate, so then it will be Mizbarer. So what does it mean in the Misire Karase? It doesn't mean that it has to be witnessed by outside parties aiding. As long as it's witnessed by someone who can be Mizbarer, whether the Baldin likes it or not, then it's considered a Misire. And so, if it's witnessed on your day, so whether the Baldin likes it or not, it's already Mizbarer, he already was made it. He cannot change the facts, he cannot negate the facts. He already was made in Ksav Yodei. But if it's written in Ksav Seifer, no Eidach Sinai, no Eidach Misire, so how is it in Misire Mizbareres? How is it in Misire Mizbareres? If it is in Misire, then it's in Misire Mizbareres. Because whether the Baldin likes it or not, so they can be violent, and they have no motive to suppress it. So the main way it's considered a Misire Mizbareres. But if there are no Eidach Misire, no Eidach Sinai, not Ksav Yodei, how is it the Misire Mizbareres? Just because if you decide to be tzaddik and admit comfortableness and admit, then it will be Mizbarer. But Misire Mizbareres means a Misire that is capable of being Mizbarer against the wishes of the Baldin. If it can only be Mizbarer with the wishes of the Baldin, then it's not a Misire Mizbareres. So Jesus says, but in this case, where there are Eidach Sinai, so then it's an unsaddik. Because Tesis himself said, as far as Ishtarai is concerned, so if Ishtar has Eidach Sinai and the Mikabu produces it, so Anan Sade, best in the whole world, are reading that it was Mirza. Can he deny it? Can he deny it? So Mimele, it's considered as if the Idoi is there. He doesn't have to come to Bezn and say, I admit. And suppose he comes to Bezn and says, I don't admit, I was not Mesir. So what will Bezn tell him? You are a liar. You are Mesir. I'm not sorry that you are Mesir. So the Mele, the Idoi is present there. Because since, through the Eidach Sinai, so it's an unsadi, the Lishtar Maton was Nimsa. Miyad HaMesir, Miyad HaMkabel. So the Mele, it's capable of being Mizbarer. Who is Idoi? Like this, you say, it's not capable of being Mizbarer. Because it can only be Mizbarer if the Baldin, the interested party who has a motive to suppress and to withhold the facts, will admit. So that's not the Misire Mizbareres. But here he cannot suppress, and he cannot withhold. What can he dare say to Bezdin? To Bezdin, I was never made say it. Bezdin will tell him, you're a liar, he's not going to say that. He's forced to admit. So since he's forced, on the basis of the Anan Sadeh, since they are in the Sime. So Anan Sadeh that he was Nimsa. So we know that he's going to admit. Whether he likes it or not, he's going to admit. So it's considered as if he admitted already. So it's considered as if the Doi had been inherent in the Shema. Suppose it's Ksav Yodei, then it's good. So here it's also like Ksav Yodei. What difference does it make? Whether it's Ksav Yodei or not Ksav Yodei. And then something else. We can, the same way, and apart from the fact that he cannot deny it, Because there's no telling if you dare deny it, there's no telling you are light. And I'm sorry that you are Messiah. How do you dare lie to us and say I was not Messiah? So maybe it's considered as if he already been made, because he cannot do anything else but be made. Demonstrate that he is crazy. I mean, that he's a liar, that he's crazy. Because Aman said it, that he was Messiah. So Memele is muhafed me. So since he is muhafed me, and we cannot deny, so Memele is considered as if there is a God. And we can say something else. I mean, not only because of that. Now let's see what Jesus says. Tesis, Shlesha Gitim Psul. Now let's go over this thesis. We didn't go over the other thesis and the Gimon thing, so just go over this thesis. Shlesha Gitim Psul. You can make it very fast. Hach mas kitsin kere meya. Aval gab nisil re meya koham shan ma deyesh tol chachom mikit na tol chom zeya. Eime rametam do ocha netayim de avad kosh. So the question is, one question, the Gimore in the last period, applies this mission of Shlesha Gitim Psul in the so being this is about kosher, with Rameya, but Rameya has the chumre of Kolam Shani Madiya Shetov HaChomim, between the blood mamzer, so why in this Kitin Tzurim with Rabbanon, so the blood is not the mamzer? So Teja says that HaChomim stipulated that here the blood is kosher. Oim Rametam de Hocha in the time of the blood kosher, the Kacho Yom Adbiya Shul Yifosil of blood, and the Shlishim. We have a God of Rameya, so we have the Kosa of Haim and the Chosam. So here it's Kosa Pichsagone being already Dano in the Chsime, so how is it developed? How is it developed? Get Midrashe. Mikol lo kein kosher Havlad Bichsav Yode Vein olo veidi Vichid Mishabal Atzmi Kosa Ein licho Chsimo Gdei lo Mizu Ein licho Chsimo Gdei lo Mizu Ein licho Chsimo Gdei lo Mizu Vein be Yalin Echod Mandom Abdel Bas Chsav Yode Vein Yushad El Mandom Aksab Sinta Veit Vein. So why is it a valid get with Raise? At all it must have to Eidi. So if it only has Ksav Sinta and Vein, so how does it have to Eidi? Koshe Nechush, why we say? Because the Sefer's writing is also like a testimony. The Sefer's writing is also like a testimony. Because we can recognize the handwriting of the Sefer. We know the Sefer is, his name is so-and-so. And we recognize the handwriting of the Sefer. So that's like a chsime, even though he doesn't put down Shimon Meruv. But if we can recognize the handwriting of the Sefer, we know that the Sefer is Shimon Meruv. So mainly it's considered like a chsime. No, it could not be considered as a chsime. The Shem Okei Sefer Kosvei Islami, Vizor Kel Ashpo, Uposo Yisho Vechtim Olo, Eidechot Vein Kashnai. Because the only reason as to why a chsime is it has credibility because a person is not allowed to affix his signature to something that is not true. Let's say, suppose someone will just out of fun, so will just write the get for Yesu Mishima, write the get just out of fun. There is a certain husband and that whose name is Yesu Mishima, and there is a certain, and he has a wife whose name is Rochel Vasruvei. And then, just out of form, he'll decide to write again that Ani Yesim Shimon Migal Sesishte Rochel Vasruvei Mitzorayach Miteres Lecholodon and so on, just for form. And he'll sign his chsimim. And then he'll show it to Rochel Vasruvei and just look, I mean, I'm such a wonderful less. And then she'll take it. So what Avir will be there? He will be there the love of Yiddish Shekhar. Because one is not allowed to affix his signature to a certain shtar, to something that purports to be a certain shtar, whether it's gerushin or mummy, and then affix his signature, then he's even allowed to be the sheker. So in other words, the reason is why when we see a signature on a certain shtar, so it has credibility, because if he did not do it genuinely, then he would be even allowed Oh, the shekel. But in this case, where we don't have two signatories, we have just one signatory, and the other signatory is to be is what? Has to consist of the Ksav Sefer, and we recognize the handwriting of the Sefer. That's the handwriting of the Sefer, Ruben Ben Levi. So we know. So how can that have any credibility? Because there is nothing wrong in a Sefer to write in order to learn Gittin, in order to be trained, in order to have Shimush. There is no Iser. If a Sefer just writes a form for every man in the town and for every woman in the town to write that, there is nothing wrong with that. So mainly, how can the fact that we recognize the handwriting of a Sefer be considered as a signature? It can only be considered as a signature if the one who affixed the signature, if it had not been true, if it had been a joke, he would be even allowed of a Sefer. But if there would be nothing wrong for the Sefer to write what he wrote in order to learn how to write Gittin, so there is nothing wrong for a Sefer to write out the form of a get for every man in the town, so that if any husband in the town decides to divorce his wife, so he will not have to work so hard in order to write a get, because he'll already remember how it has to be written. There is nothing wrong, so the mail cannot be considered as a signature. That's what Tesis says. Very caution, the Nechosh of the Shem, the Kosovo Islamic, Vizoka Vash, Uboso Yisho Vertimo Vidal, Venta Shai, Vish Lema, Shasik in Cheshishim Vibirshe, Vinizor in Vikach. So what does it mean? So that means that the Sefer is not allowed to do that in order to have Shimush. And he's in there with the evil Sibirsh. If he's in there, just in order to have Shimush, will write out a get for every man in the town in order to have Shibush, he's not allowed to do it unless he makes sure that the moment he finishes writing it and he has the Shibush, he tears it up into many pieces. But if he doesn't tear it up, it's a Nisa Gomo. Not a Nisa of the Shekeah, but a Nisa of the Evil is a Mirchel. That could be the biggest Mirchel in the world. I mean, if a Sefer will do that, he'll write out a get for every person in the town, and then he'll leave it there on the table, and then a woman will come in, she wants to get a divorce from her husband, the husband doesn't want to give her a divorce, then she'll pick it up and then say, she had it already, all finished. So in many ways, a Sefer is not allowed to do that, unless he tears it up, then he is allowed. So this is what this means. Sha'asifrim cheshishim limichshel. Why are the Rishon Mirshul? Because I'll be deemed there to be Rishon Mirshul. So Memele, he's not allowed to do it just for Shimush. So Memele, it can be considered as a sin. But only with the Raisa, but with the Rabbonon, since not everybody is so here, even though I'll be deemed, it's also hard to do it. So Memele with the Rabbonon, it's not considered as a sin. So, when here in the Gilles, the Zohar, the Gamesh, the Koshik, the Sefer, okay, that's the part. Anyway, Tezis, here has the Kashi, according to the Gemara in Amgarish, that this Mishneh represents the view of Reb Meir, and Reb Meir holds the Chassid Gansed. So how is Kosa Peshaviyoni without the Chassid good? So how is it good? So Teisa says, the Chim Shabbat Mikosa in Chassid Mogdeim Amizu. The Ram says, because it was Baldin Kibayin. Now, what does it mean it was Baldin Kibayin? But Kedushin is Chavlachine, the answer is, the Atulishin is, and Tesra says, that Gereshin is also Chavlachine. Meaning Kedushin is Chavlachine, very simple, is Chavlachine, he has a Zalkulaume, he has a Zalkulaume, but why is Gereshin Chavlachine on the contrary? He makes a Mutamikulaume. So what element of Chavlachine is there in Gereshin? So, and as far as being Osara Mikhailim, so before the Gereshin, she is also Osara Mikhailim, but on the score of the same Isa. But what it is, that even after Gereshin, she is Asura Mikhailim. But what kind of Chavlachim is Gereshin? So Jesus says, Uvi Gereshin Osalachim. But the Rajbo, Nibome, says Moshin, that Gereshin is not Chavlachim, and remember by Gereshin, so we say, That's one machine in the eyes for you guys. So. And Yasser is a craving, and Trevor, Yasser is herself and his craving, and him and her craving. So maybe it's Havachine, but Gereshin is not Havachine. How about Titzvahs? What Titzvah says, Uvi Gereshin also Vakir. So we have to say that according to that Roshin Rajbo, this is not considered Havachine. This is not considered Chavachine, because Chavachine doesn't mean that abstractly it's Chavachine. It has to be practically Chavachine. Chavachine is determined not on an abstract scale. Chavachine is to be determined on a practical scale, on an actual scale, not on an abstract scale. From an abstract point of view, so you can say that beginners needs also a lot. But from the practical point of view, from the point of view of the practical scale, what kind of Chavachine is it by Yerashim? That would be all I need. And if, from the practical point of view, even if she would be with everything. And if she asked to work here, so then Gedeshin would constitute a detriment to all time. Because until the Gedeshin, she can get married to him. But now, as a result of the Gedeshin, she's a sword again. So in the main way, it involves an element of detriment, of him lachim. But, and prior to the Gedeshin, she can get married to again. She cannot get married again. She cannot get married to anybody. But after Gedeshin, she can get married to everybody except to a king. So he doesn't, so the Gedeshin doesn't impose an extra detriment to the Kahani. On the contrary, all that the Gedeshin does, it reduces the detriment to a minimum. Because until the Gedeshin she was also with Kulame, now she's with Teres, the whole world, except Yahweh. So mainly, and if you consider it from the point of view, on the basis of the practical scale, of an actual scale, it's not halachine. Why does Teresa say it is halachine? The answer is, on the basis of an abstract scale, so there is an element of detriment. Because until now she's out also to everybody, including Keani, on the basis of the Issel of Ishishish. Now she'll be Asur again on the basis of a new Issel. That on that base, until the generation, she was not Asur again on the score of Kosher. So abstractly there is a Chavachine, but actually there is no Chavachine. That's the machlokes between Tesves and the Rashba or Yevomis. Now, those Rishayim who say that Xaviyodei by get is good because he does what Vinkim Eidome must agree with the Rosh and the Rashba in Yevomis, the Flamed Gimel, that it's not Halachine. But Tesves doesn't say, I does what Vinkim. If Tesves had meant, first of all, Tesves couldn't say it because then Tesves will be saying what Tesves says that Dalet. I mean, it's not likely that Tesves that Dalet is chilik on what he said just on that given. So that's one thing. And then if Tesves had meant he does what Vinkim Eidome, so why does Tesves have to use the Russian the Chim Shabbal Atzmi Kosar Ein Choch Simon Deo Mizu? Tesves should say he does what Vinkim Eidome. Why does he say Ein Choch Simon Deo Mizu? So Tesves obviously means something else. He doesn't mean he does what Vinkim Eidome. The Ram means he does what Vinkim Eidome. But Tesves means something else. What does Tesves mean? So apparently Tesves is explaining why does Ramea say Ein Choch Simon in Misira. What's the laws? Now, according to the blesser that says in Misira Kaase, so that means what validates the shtar into shtar kinyan? The Hagoda Seidi, or the Biro Eidi, and the king. When does the kinyan take place? At the time when Eidim Chasmi shtar? At the time the kinyan doesn't take place? Nothing takes place, there is no change of status upon the signing of the shtar. When does a change of status take place? Whether it's Gerashim or Gdushim or Matone or Mecher or whatever it is. In any shtar, when is there a change of status? At the time of the Mesirah. When does the kingdom take place? At the time of the Mesirah. Even according to Abayu who says, Eidom Pechsum of Zochrei by Schus. So first of all, that's only by Schus. Eidom Pechsum of Zochrei, but only if there is a Mesirah. So then it has retroactive effect. But without Mesirah, there is no change of status. So there is no change of status. So the kinyan takes effect at the Mesirah. So when Rav Leza says in the Mesirah Kaase, he says that the Hagodah and the Biro, Ho'edi, and the kinyan validates the Shtar into the Shtar Kinyan. And but when Eidim affix their signature to the Shtar, so it's true. Because of the halacha of Eidim Achsum Ashtar Ashkach Vesmi Bezgin, so the Eidim Chsime are Eidim Biru on everything. They are Eidim Biru on things that will happen 5 years later. Let's say, suppose Eidim Chasme Get, it has to be sent overseas to Australia. that's it. I mean, years ago, sometimes it took a year until a get was delivered to a woman in Australia. If it was sent, let's say, from the shtetls, from the towns in Europe, to a woman in Australia. So it took over a year, years ago. So suppose they didn't sign a get, let's say, in Topshin Lamedvov, and then the get is delivered to the Ishon in Topshin Lamedes. Once the get is delivered to the Ishon in Topshin Lamedes, then they receive the kami in Bilu Ramanisir. But at the time they affixed their signatures, they certainly were not testifying as to Nisir. Did they know at that time that there would be a Nisir every time that they didn't affix their signatures to Iget or to Mishnah? Do they know whether the king will take place? Maybe the Baal will change his mind. He'll tear out the gate. So what is the Agoda? Their direct Agoda. They become ultimately a Nibirul on everything. But the Agoda, their direct Agoda, attaches not to the Kinyan, the direct Agoda attaches to what point? What do they testify when they affix their signatures? What do they testify? What? That in all probability the husband pretty soon will divorce his wife. They can testify to that. So what do they do? What they just do, a mysterious act. Well, I mean, Chassidus Sefaradim is a Maisa Agoda. What do they testify? They testify as to the Nasim Dasam Israel. This is the direct testimony of the Yechzim. Nasim Dasam Israel, in order to be a valid shtar, it has to be Nasim Dasam Israel. That's not only Allah that I get, but in all stories, what is Nasim Dasam Israel? Let's say shtar al boye. So only the Levi tells the Yechzim to sign it. Then it's a shtar. But if the Levi doesn't tell them to sign it, and the Yechzim just see al boye and they sign it on a piece of paper, it's not a shtar. Then it's Agoda Bixar. So it's Bixar. So when is it? When is it Ishtar? It's Nasim Dasam Israel. In the Mishchaye, in the Leve, in Ishtar Avoye, in the Leve directs them to sign. In Ishtar Atone de Meise, in Gei de Bar, in Ishtar Shichur de Om. So what is the direct Agode of the Yechzim? Not the Gerashi. Not Avoye. Avoye, they don't know whether it was Avoye or a Gerashi. Not the Shichur, not the Kinyan Atone. So the subject matter of the Agode is the Nasim Dasam Israel. So the question is this. Reb Lezer says in Misirikal, so he says, what Agode validates the Shtar to Ishtakiyan, the Agode and the Kinyan? That's in Misir. Or the possibility of testifying on the Kinyan. Validates the Shtar to Ishtakiyan. And Reb Meir says in Misirikal, so he says, what validates the Shtar to Ishtakiyan is not the Hagodeh or the potential of making the Hagodeh and the Kinyan, but the Hagodeh, the actual Hagodeh, the direct Hagodeh and the Nasim Dasam Israel. Now, and when we have a machlekes between Tesfes and Ramban as to whether according to Rameya, according to Rameza, who says in Yisir Kalsi, whether in Yisir Kalsi, so Ramban says that the Yechzime per se is also Kalsi, and Rameza only says, Avin Yisir Kalsi, and Tesfes says, no, Dafki Yisir Kalsi. So the machlekes is on the same question. According to Tesfes, Rameza Shite is that only the Hagodeh and the Kinyan validates the Shtar in the Shtar Kinyan. But the Agode and the Nasim Dasam Israel does not validate the Shtar into Ishtar Kinyan. And the Ramban says that according to Reb Lezer, either Agode can validate the Shtar and Ishtar Kinyan. The Agode and the Nasim Israel certainly, but even the Agode and the Kinyan. So in the way, since according to Reb Meir, either Simi is Karsi, because the Agode and the Nasim Dasam Israel validates the Shtar, so Memele, when the Baal writes Bichsav Yodei, so with the Heishvi and Dele Meriye, if Bezdin sees our way, so they don't have to be become like this, because with the Heishvi and Dele Meriye. Now, if Eidim signed the get, so that means what are they testifying? That the Baal told them to sign the get. That the Baal is in Asim Dasam Israel. And if the Baal himself writes the get, so then the Asim Dasam Israel is witnessed by all of us. So it, so then we witness, everybody who looks at the gate sees the Nasan Darshayim. The Nasan Darshayim, if the Baal buys the gate, so then it's not just the Hagodim of the Nasan Darshayim, it's a constant Riyah of the Nasan Darshayim by everybody. So the Deish made Dilem Riyah. So it's on the basis. So in the Chokhsina Dilem Rizu, it means on the basis of the Deheit Shmiyah Dilem Riyah. Of the Deheit Shmiyah Dilem Riyah. Some Mimele. Now, so this could be the Pshat and Tesis. He does Baldin Iskimei Elim Tomei. So Mimele, if in Baldin comes to Bezdin, and he's made there, so that's considered like a doy. And if, suppose, the Baldin wouldn't come to Bezdin and be made there, but two Edim would come to Bezdin and they would say that in their presence, let's say the names of the Edim is Yosef and Binyamin. They are the Edim. And Yosef and Binyamin come to Bezdin and they testify that yesterday, so Rubein said in their presence that he borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, which he did not repay it. And then the Edim would come and testify that in Bezdin. It would also be Dazal. Because it doesn't make any difference whether the Doyeh is made by the Baldin himself in Bezdin, or the Doyeh is made with the Edim, and then the Edim testified in Bezdin that the Baldin made a certain Doyeh in their presence. So we make Kosa Bechsab Yodeh is good, because then it's Vitei Shmiyah Dilem Riyah. Because then we have the Nasan Darshan Mishchayev in the Shtar. Everybody sees the Nasan Darshan Mishchayev, the Shtar really represents a picture of the Nasan Darshan Mishchayev. If the Baal, let's say, the next thing, in case of Shabbaton. Here our thesis is dealing with the Shabbaton. So if the Nasan writes the Shtar, so the Mele is for the Shmei Dilem Riyah. So the Shtar itself is a reproduction of the Nasan Darshan Mishchayev. If it's written in the Ksav Yodeh of the Nasan, the Shtar itself is a reproduction of the Nasan Darshan Mishchayev. It's better than anything, but the Shmei Dilem Riyah, it's like Bezdin Shalom is all good. The Gemara in Ksuvos. But he does Baldin, it manifests itself in two ways. Either when the Baldin himself makes the Doyeh, or when two Edim testify in Bezdin that the Baldin made the Doyeh. So it's also considered in Doyeh. So Mimele, if you have in Chsine, true, Tetzis says, Mirish Lechalik, Tetzis agrees with both propositions. That when first that Kima Dogo means Ideriye Ali Misire, and Idibiru is Latin law, and second, merely even according to Ramea, we require Ali Misire because of the Kima Dogo, and also that according to Ramea, who says Ali Misire, so it means only Ali Misire, not Idi Chsime per se. That, so at first, Tesu says, so Mele, even by Shtamatoni it wouldn't be good. And then he says, Mirish Lechavi. That by Mashtatoni it would be good, even though, according to Rabbeza, only the Misirei make the Shtar into a Shtar Kinyan. And the Yechsime do not, per se, do not make the Shtar into a Shtar Kinyan. But in Shtar Matone, the Yechsime would make the Shtar into a Shtar Kinyan, not per se, not on the basis of the Yechsime per se. But since Ksav Yodeh is good, why is Ksav Yodeh good? Because that's a Biru inherent in the Shtar. So, and Ksav Yodeh is good by Shtar Matone because of the Doras Baldin Gimeidim Tome. So Hagodeh of Baldin is also Baldin the Shtar. Hagodeh of the Baldin. Also, as long as it cannot, as it's inherent in the Shtar. So the Nemones of the Baldin himself also Baldin the Shtar and the Shtar. Now, and as far as the legal effect of the Doras Baldin Gimeidim Tome is concerned, so that can be realized in two ways, either by the Baldin himself making the Doyeh, or by two Edim testifying in Bezdin that the Baldin in their presence made the Doyeh. So here, it doesn't make any difference. We have the Doyeh in either case. Whether it's the Shtamatone is written, except your day, so then the Doyeh is made by the Baldin himself. And suppose it's written by Ksav Sefer, but it's signed by Nechsime. What is it? What do the Nechsime testify to? What are the Yagode? As to what? That the Baal told them to sign it. Told them to write the Shtar HaTorah. Signing it means to write the Shtar HaTorah without the signature, so it doesn't mean anything, the text of the Shtar HaTorah. But signing it means to write the Shtar HaTorah. So that means he told them to testify on the Nazir Das of Israel. So it's considered like a testimony by Edim in Bezdin that the Baldin in their presence made the Idoye. Here, an Idoye has to be, Idoye can also validate the Shtar of the Shtar here. As long as the Idoye is inherent in the Shtar, nothing, the Idoye is not inherent in the Shtar. If the Idoye consists of a testimony by the Baldin in Bezdin later on, that's nothing. But if the Idoye is inherent in the Shtar, then it validates the Shtar and the Shtar Kinyan. So in two situations, we have the Idoye inherent in the Shtar. Either if it's with Miksav Yodei, so that's analogous to Idoye being made in Bezdin by the Baldin himself, or there is another case of Idoye as Baldin Kinyan Yodei. When Edim testified that the Baldin made the Idoye before them, when Edim sign Ishtar, so they are in effect testifying in Bezdin, because Edim Achsul Ashtar, Nasi Lachon is in Bezdin. So they are testifying that the Baldin made the Idoye of Nasim Daza Mishaye. Nasim Daza Mishaye. So Mimele it's considered, and this I got it. And the Nasim Daza Mishaye of the Baldin is inherent in Ishtar. So Mimele, it also becomes a Baldin Shtar Kinyan on the basis of Idoye as Baldin Kinyan. But in the case where it's written in Ksav Sefer, no Idoye, no Idoye, so then the Idoye, if the Baldin himself comes to Bezdin, then the Idoye is not inherent in the Shtar, so then it's not a Baldin Shtar Kinyan.
Gidin Shirchov Beis Choval Cheshon Hito Shilamet Tess, November 23rd, 1978, on Thursday.
I was reminded that I didn't go over the pistols and hold up. So go over the pistols, I mean, there's really nothing in the pistols, I mean, just the example of how you're the mob. But, now, Stab Gimel Amdala, Mahal Kandi before he sing the Shmo, before he sing the Shmo. Vim Tema, in my name as Kino in the Rabbi Yisrael Yerobe, Neike Matis in Trebleza, Mahal Kandi before he nechta, Bishim Nishmo, before he nechta, Mishum Shem Yitzu Yim Likari. So, according to Maskon of the Mok, that Rabbi is Yisrael Yerobe, Rabbi Yisrael Yerobe, So why does the Gemara have difficulties? Apply the Mishneh, the Gemara could apply the Mishneh according to Reb Lezer. And true, Reb Lezer only requires Ksiva Mishmo. And not Ksiva Mishmo. But since Rabbi is Yisrael Rabbe, so in front of Nechtam, the Shliach has to say, on account of Kiyum, and in front of Nechtam because of Mishmo. We did have to learn about the Kula and Gamra Vashet, Omer, Kamon, Reb Yudi, I learned my disalkedite of Meikor. It's a day I have to say that the whole Shakur Italian Gemara is forced to apply it, Rabashi is forced to apply it, a little bit of Rabiudi, even though we don't pass from Rabiudi. So it's all because the whole Shakur Italian Gemara assumed that Rabbi is the problem. At all, since the Masculine Gemara, Rabbi is the problem. So why should Rabashi why the Mishne not only the Yuchese? V'yesh l'ima, the Rabbe ad l'pi ha-maskone, bo yechsim ha-mishmo. Kip li yodamu l'maham. Because the Gemara here, that's Gimu Romdale, the Badr, discuss why is Rabbe less in Rom. So the Gemara says, if the Tam had been, like Rope, if the time would be like Rope, that it's only because of the Yitzhak Mikaime, so the Shliach should, the Chachom should be Misakim, the Shliach has to say before the Nechta. But why the Chachomim Misake, the Shliach should say from Tachtav? So how does Rabbi explain it? So Rabbi explains it because so then the question is, so what kind of a proof does Rabbi have that the Talmud is because of Mishmo? Maybe the Talmud is because of Mitzvah Mikami, and the reason as to why the Chachomim required him to say before Tachtav is in order to prevent achluf and mishtole daume. So the Gemara says that Rabbi holds there is no possibility of achluf. There is no possibility of achluf anyway. Why not? Because everybody knows that get is distinguished from other shtores. In what way is get distinguished from other shtores? Because Yodam is one man. So there is a achluf between Rashi and Tishis. What it means Yodam, according to Tishis, Yodam means if two say Yodam, but they didn't witness the sign. They just are familiar, they recognize the signatures. But they didn't witness the sign. So then it's not Nehane. So the Mele, from the fact that Yodam is not Nehane, from the fact that Yodam is not Nehane, so Rabbi deduces that the Tam is because of Mishmo. Because if the Tam would be because of Kiyum, so Yodam should be Nehane. So Tesha said before, so how does Rabbi know that Yodamu is not Mahane? Maybe Yodamu is Mahane. So maybe Rabbi could say like Chobe, so he would be arguing in a way in a circle. So Tesha said before that the reason that how does Rabbi know that Yodamu is not Mahane is indicted from the Mishnah in the second period. Because the Torah Echad even for the Nechtam, Shnayim even for the Nechtam Kosher. Mashmur Rabbi Yodam Mahan, because he had the Mishnah with the Losh before they even Nechtam. So it's only they testify, they give them, only if the two testify, that they witness the signing. But if they just say, we recognize the signatures, it's not enough. So it's a Raya. So we see that Yodam is not Mahan. Now, since Yodam is not Mahan, so it's a Raya that it's because based upon Mishmo, because if it had been based just upon Kiyum, so Yodam should be Mahan. What do we do with that Mishneh? So Rabbi will say that it's loved after the Foneim Unechtam. Even if Shnayim will say, even if Shnayim would say that we are familiar with the signatures, it's also. So this is what he says. The Rabbi, in other words, so the Gemara says that the proof of Rabbi in the Tam is based upon Mishmo. And it's not just on the Mitzvah Kaine, consists in the fact because Rabbi has a view from Mishnah second period, and the Rabbi is not Mahane. And if it had been based exclusively upon Kiyum, so then the Tamu should be effective. So maybe even if we are Maskone, we have to say that Rabbi holds that the Chassim has to be Mishmo. And that even though that Rabbi is Israel the Rabbi, so that means that before the Nechtam is required because of Kiyum, but not only is the before the Nechtam required because of Kiyum, it's required because of Mishmo too. Because if according to Rabbi's Maskone, so the before the Nechtam would be required exclusively because of Kiyum, so then if you Maskone, Rabbi should say that Yodamu is Mahane. And Rabbi has a view from the Mishneh that Yodamu is not Mahane. Some will have to say, Yeshua, the Rabbi of Maskone, but you see Mishmo. Keep the Yodamu in Mahane. The Mahane of your Maskone, teach your Rabbi my time over to Rabbi. Because if it is Mahane, Yodamu, so he's not Midayik from the Mishneh second period. If he's not Midayik from the Mishneh second period, and he holds that Yodamu is Mahane, so then the question is, how does Rabbi know that before the Nechtab is based upon Mishmo? Maybe the whole thing is because of Mitzvah. We look at the Mahon Muhammadan. Maybe Rabbi requires Nechtab only because of Kiyum. And he doesn't require it before Nechtab for two reasons, because of Kiyum and because of Mishmo. But then you ask, but Rabbi is dying from the Mishnah Secretary that Yodanu is not Mehane. So alright, so maybe according to Rabbi, so the reason is why the Mishnah says that Yodanu is not effective, even though the whole purpose of Nechtam is because of Kiyum, not because of Mishmo, but Yudam is not effective in order to prevent the Achlufe. So he says, no, he wouldn't say that the Pshat in the Mishnah Secretariat that Yudam is not effective is because is in order to prevent the Achlufe. Because since the Rabbi requires before a Nechtav the Count of Shmo, so that since he has to say before a Nechtav, so the Melech, there couldn't be a Achlufe anyway. So it's not necessary that the Chacham should be Misaki, that Yudam should not be effective because of a Achlufe. Because according to Rabbi that he required before a Nechtav the Count of Shmo, so there couldn't be any Achlufe anyway. Alright. So, what does Tesis say here? What Tesis says here is, I mean, it's only given the second detail of the Gemara. This is a Mashon Maramshut Tesis. But it's a little confusing, but you have to know what Tesis says. Now, so what Tesis says here is that Rabbi holds, even according to Maskona of the Gemara, even according to the Maskona of the Gemara, so Rabbi admits, even according to Maskona of the Gemara, Rabbi admits that Yodam is the man. Yodam is the man. And what's this is Raye? Because if according to Maskona of the Gemara, that Rabbi is the Rode, Yodam is the man, so then the question arises, we have my time of the Rabbi. So the Gemara says, So Rabbi says that Yadinon. So Rabbi says that Yadinon. That Yadinon is lo nahane. That Yadinon is lo nahane. So that's a raya. So Miller Rabbi couldn't say like that. This is Tesis Shite, but the Ramban Shite is to the contrary. The Ramban Shite is that according to the Maskone of the Gemara, so Rabbi can hold that Yodamu is Meham. So Rabbi can agree with Rabbi that we are Heshish, our Gezi, and Dilma was a Lachluf and became Shtomadal. Of course, Yodamu couldn't be effective according to Rabbi, because since according to Rabbi, so it's based upon the Tam of the Shmo. Is this time the Shmo? So the Meila, even if two say Yodam, so that's a raya that it's not Mizuye, but it's no raya that the Chsime was written in the sign Shmo. But even according to Maskona of the Gemara, Teisa says here, Teisa Shite is that that even according to Maskon of Gemara, that Rabbi is Isle Rabbi, so still, Rabbi is not Gezia. Mishimosa Lachlufe became Shtomes Daome, Mishimosa Daome, but only Rome says, only Rome says also Lachlufe became Shtomes Daome, but Rabbi says no, Midome, Hosom Yadina, Nocha Bifona, Hosom Mishalime, Nocha Ishimeme. So Mimele, there couldn't be, and according to Rabbi, there couldn't be Exeira Dilmos Lachlufe became Shtomes Daome. So the Ramban says no. In the Havamun of the Gemore, that Rabbi is Esli the Rabbi. So then the question arose, why did Rabbi prefer the Tam of Lishmo as against the Tam of Tum? Meir HaTeis. So Rabbi had to have a ding. So he had to have a right. So the Meir, so the Gemore had to say, Rabbi said that my time of Makrobe, the Omolochim came nicely for a Nachtam. Visuloi, before a Nachtam normally, Shman will be no Mishmo. And then Rabbi says, we didn't release Nochel, and Kinos Lachlu became Shtobe down. So, how does Rabbi know that the Tam is because of Mishmo? That maybe the Tam is because of Kiyum, and the reason is why he has to say before a Nachtam is to prevent Tachlufe. So the Gemara was supposed to say that according to Rabbi, Rabbi is not easier for us. Mashiach came according to Maskona of Gemara. According to Maskona of Gemara, that Rabbi is this little Rabbi, so then there is no difficulty with Rabbi. Why Rabbi by time of Rabbi? Rabbi is very simple. Rabbi on the contrary is chishish for all the choices in the world. According to the Havamin of the Gemara, that Rabbi less like Rabbi, so Rabbi bases the Takone of the Nechtam only upon Mishmo, and upon the Shosh of Shalom Mishmo, and Rabbi bases it only upon the Shosh of Zil. So Mimele, the question arose, why was Rabbi so convinced that the Nechtam is based upon the Shosh of Shalom Mishmo? How does he know that it's not based upon the Shosh of Zil? So the Gemara had to say, because the Rabbi's proof consisted in the fact that the Shliach also has to say before the Nechta. If it had been based upon the Chosh of Ziyu, so then he wouldn't have to say before the Nechta. So Rabbi had to say, no, he has to say before the Nechta in order to preclude the possibility of Achlufe Bikim Shtore Dalme. So the Melech, so again the question arose, how does Rabbi know that the Tam is not based upon Kiyum? So then the Gemara was forced to say that Rabbi is not Cheshish for the Gzere of Dilmos al Achlufe Bikim Shtore Dalme. Mashiach in according to Maskona of the Gemara, that Rabbi is Lid Rabbi, so then the Gemara cannot even ask. The Gemara cannot even ask Rabbi by time of Lom HaKirobe. Because Rabbi is Cheshish for all the Chosh as possible. So that words, according to Rabbi, so it's a rasmor. If the Chachomim were misakim before a Nechtam for a Nechtam, so they wanted to determine that there is no psul in the gate, whether the psul is because of Ziyu, or the psul is because of Shalom Lishmo. So the Mele, according to Maschon of Gimore, the Ramban says that Rabbi also is Gezer, is also Cheshish, Mishimachluf and Mishtorazam. Sure. Alright. This is the Ramban. Now let's see the next verse. Did Nana get in the Kuvah? Hak Sugir will be so good. Nana the Maker of Ashe must listen to the Kuvah. Asi to Mishlokish, the very days. The Maker must listen to the Meir. The Chos Mishami, the Mashmach Sinemamish. In other words, the Gemore applies the Mishnah of the Gesim of Chupa and I'll leave it at the Meir. But on that point, there is a Machleke, a Samaroi, the Ramachlik is Amoroi between Rishwakish and Monend and Rabbi Yishmuel and Dad. So in the second period, so Rishwakish says that this Mishnah case in Chuba records with Rameya. Now, so according to Rameya, Ksive does not have be Mishmo, only Ksive. So the Meir, according to Rishwakish says that when the Mishnah says Chosmei means Ksive Mamish. But Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel, they apply the Mishnah according to Rabbi Ezer. And according to them, when the Mishnah says Chosmei, it doesn't mean Chosmei, but Chosmei means complete. Tehwachsumamito. In other words, in the completed state, the completed form. So, Avra Bichon Shmuel Mitos must be sinking a blessing. So, if you give me Chul Bechul Ta'ake, what does it mean? Give me Chul Ta'ake, Lechat Chile, only. But the evidence is not possible. Even the tapes, even the unimportant material of the gift. So the other material is not important. So with the Isaac doesn't have to be Lishmo. But with the Havolo Lechatchile, I mean, with the Isaac it doesn't have to be Bitolish. But with the Havolo Lechatchile, it has to be written Bitolish. The tables, the unimportant part of the gate. So in case you have the tables, course we have the but suppose you know the tasteless, and Chuba, and then Tolshe, and he completed the table he wrote, and Tolush, so Chosme means completed, not Likosha. So according to Rabbi Yechiel and Shmuel, so we have no raya that Chameya doesn't require any Ksivolishma. Aber wir haben schon nicht was das Kabel noch was Materie bei. Du immer sehen mit dir so nicht. Sie bitte kann so. Du wie schmuel wir auch so denn die Question ist, according to schmuel Kabel gerade, how do we know that Kabel that Kabel das nicht require sie mal nicht. Wir haben hier einen Namen, der ist nicht hier, der hat mehr als Projekt, sie will nicht mehr. Kein ich muss ihn nicht so gut, mit Rav Nachman. Da war immer hier, mehr als Projekt, sie will nicht mehr. Wie ein Thema, wenn ich ihn auch noch, der Projekt, sie will nicht mehr. Die haben nicht hier, der Projekt, sie will nicht mehr, kein ich will nicht hier, wie Tosch. So, what's the right? That from this Mishne, or from Rav Nachman's memory, from this Mishne, what's the right of this Mishne? That even Chatzchile, it's not required. Ksivu Lishmo, maybe Chatzchile that Meir requires Ksivu Lishmo, just as he requires Chatzchile Mitolosh. Because Rosh Nachmore is here that Meir Ksive Boy, Ksive Loi Boy. That means even Chatzchile not. But he mentioned the Mishne in connection with Mechuber, and in connection with Mechuber. So the Mishnah says in so many words that Lechatchila you're not allowed to write the Ksive v'mechuber. V'yesh le'ima ad afilu Lechatchila bo yiksev lishmo lo yisuk me maslis l'kavosi kiv didehev et kosher lo hoyo misak nilima before the echta. So the reality is that, in other words, the Mishnah couldn't come out like the Meir, our Mishnah, because in order that the Mishnah should come out like the Meir, so the fact that the Chatzchile, the Ksiv has to be written Mishmo is not in all. But it has to be possible to have it also. Because if the Eved is kosher, even though the Chatzchile is required to be Mishmo, so then the Chachomim wouldn't be misakin and Chachomim for an Echta because of the Chatzchile. Alright. The number of the Shkirin Bey is the Loma before the Echta be possible. We take a look at the Hoche Mashma, the Lim Sipma Maslisen Kreg Meyer, the Lim Sipma Maslisen, and then another Terehetz, that from the second, from the Mishnah, the second Perik, it in this Mishnah, second Perik, it's mentioned that even the Eved, it's possible. We take a look at the Hoche Mashma, the Lim Sipma Maslisen Kreg Meyer, we should have made a little bit of Sivu Lishmo, or the Kaman Tani Behedi, I mean, the Zayam, no, so no, no, for the next time, yeah, it's Baba Bam, Zadim Reb Meir. So the question is, according, so, we'll go up and we'll have the point for the next time, now, according to Reb Meir, that Ksive does not have to be Lishmo. So why does Reb Meir himself say, that if the Shliya didn't say for the next time, if the Shliya didn't say for the next time, so then, it is Yitzhak Abad Mamzer, but according to the mayor, the only thing that should be required is before the Nechta, not before the Nechta. And there the price says, Hamei we get in the Zayam, Nostra Ulam, before the Nechta, Yitzhak Abad Mamzer. So he mentions both, before the Nechta, and before the Nechta. Thus implying that even the Shliach said before the Nechta, but he didn't say before the Nechta. It's also Yitzhak Abad Mamzer. But according to the mayor, so why is it necessary to say before the Nechta altogether? Ksive does not have to be Lishmo. Rov and Ichi. So according to Rov, there is no kasha. Because according to Rov, even a limited Rabbanon is of Rameya, it shouldn't be necessary to say before the Echtav. But why would the Chachamim be sacking before the Echtav to preclude Achlupim Mishosh Tomer Da'omek? That's only a limited Rov. But the Rabbe holds that we are not the Zem Mishim Achlupim. Rov and Ichi are going for the Echtav Achlupim. So maybe we can understand this why Rameya says that a bad mamzer need be said before the Yachtam, but he didn't say before the Yachtam. And then Tesis wants to do Miforesh something else. Now, we hold on a Nachum Bisomuch, the Rameya Motzi Ba'ashpo Kosher, so that means that even if it's Motzi Ba'ashpo, so certainly it wasn't witnessed by anyone. It wasn't witnessed by anyone. So how does Rav Nachman say that according to Rameya it's kosher? The answer is, when Rav Nachman says what's b'ashpo kosher, he doesn't have reference to the case of a get that is delivered to a shliach, but he has reference to a case of a get that is handed over directly by the Baal to the isha. So then there is no takone of before and after mishmachlufe. But in Rav Nachman, if it is a get that is delivered to a shliach, so then what's ba'ashpo wouldn't be kosher, because if it's what's ba'ashpo, so the shliach couldn't witness the binding of it. We all know that so many of us are kosher in Shabbat, as it's going down the soil. I'm sure that it's a young soul, she's a shliach, it's a get, you're going to have a good. So maybe I call it about the... There is no kosher, because even though the mayor, doesn't require Ksivu Nishmo altogether, not even with Rabbonon, but if the Shliach didn't say before an Echtav, so then he doesn't conform to Akkoles Chachomim, because the Chachomim required that he should say before an Echtav in order to preclude Achlufe. But according to Rabbi is not Gezer for the Choshi of Achlufe, he's not Cheshish for Achlufe, Mishtor Adam. So it's Abel Rabbi, Koshe, the rest of the time of the Achlufe. After the Maskone, the Rabbi is in the Rove, Kid Rash. So even according to Maskone, that Rabbi is in the Rove, so Rabbi still is not Cheshish. Is not Cheshish Bachlufe. I mean, that's Stacy Sheep. As Stacy said before, and the Amid Allah. But the Ramban, according to the Ramban, it's no cash. Because it's regard to this, that the Ramban says that the Kobe Maskon of Gimore, that Rabbi is this little Rome, then Rabbi can be Cheshish Vachlufe too. The Gimore says that Rabbi is not Cheshish Vachlufe only as long as Gimore assumes that Rabbi is less little Rome. So then the question arose, why was Rabbi so convinced that the Talmud before the Nechtav is based exclusively upon Ishmo? Why couldn't it be based upon Kiyum at all? The Choshe of Ziyum is just as good a Choshe as the Choshe of Shalom Ishmo. So then the Gemara to say that Rav had a proof that we are not that it's not based just upon Kiyum, because if it had been based just upon Kiyum, so then the Shliach wouldn't have to say before the Nechtav. So then the question arose, so why would, according to Rove, why did the Shliach listen from Nechtav? So the Gemara said, according to Rove, we are Cheshish for Achlufe. So then we have to say that Rabbe is not Cheshish for Achlufe. Masha'im, according to Maskolot, the Gemara, that Rabbe is Israel of Rove. Then there is no Kajik against